This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. President Obama gave a speech about American manufacturing today. Well, technically it was a speech about the administration's drone strike policy and placing some new limits on it. But those drones are built by a rapidly growing U.S. industry. Marketplace's David Weinberg took a look around to see how big the drone business is.
It's tough to say exactly how big the drone industry is. A lot of the information was classified. But we do know that the Department of Defense budgeted $3.8 billion this year for drones, or as the industry calls them, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs. Next year, that number will decrease. But this is an industry in its infancy.
And so ultimately, there's going to be a revival in spending in the United States on UAVs based on this reorientation.
Phil Finnegan is a director of market analysis at the Thiel Group. He says that as the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq wind down, the military wants new drones, specifically designed for other parts of the world, especially Asia.
The U.S. is looking at the development of new set of drones, which are able to penetrate defended airspace.
Finnegan says that as foreign governments start buying drones to keep up, the global demand will explode. And the best place to see the booming drone industry is San Diego.
San Diego has the lion's share, probably well north of 60% of total UAV activity in the United States when it comes to manufacturing and research and development.
Eric Bruvold studied the economic impact of the industry in San Diego, and his report found that $1.3 billion flowed into the county as a result of drone spending.
And that supports about 7,000 jobs in our county.
About 2,000 of those were aerospace jobs that pay about twice what the average private sector worker makes. The other 5,000 were indirect jobs that ranged from warehouse employees to waitresses.
Our expectation, with a fairly conservative estimate, is that UAV demand will double worldwide over the next 10 years.
That includes an increase in commercial drones. In 2015, the FAA plans to open U.S. airspace to drones. Farmers could use them to dust crops, police to pursue fugitives. And as the price of drones drops and individuals can afford them, there will no doubt be all kinds of things to do with a drone that we haven't thought of yet. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.